Last one. Jesus is our revelation. Somebody comes up to you and says, who is God? Where do you start? Start at the cross. John 1:18. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known. Colossians 1:15. You know the great verse. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. If you want to know who God is, look to Jesus. That's the whole point. And the centerpiece of Jesus' life is the cross. If you really want to know who God is, look at the cross. Look at the cross. Here's what you see. You see the perfect kissing of love and justice and holiness and mercy at the cross. God is fully good, fully just, fully holy, fully loving, fully merciful, fully forgiving. You see at the cross a God that is unlike every other religious concept of God. Some would say, how could a God who loves us be so bloodthirsty? I say, our God is not a God who asks for blood, he offers his own. That's a great God. Our God is a God who puts himself in our place, pours out his wrath, his justice, his holiness on himself, and extends to us unmerited favor, undeserved love, justifies us, imputes his righteousness to us, gives us imparted righteousness with a new heart, new joy, new power, the Holy Spirit, a new life forever with him through Jesus. No one understands anything about God apart from the cross. You could talk about the attributes of God all day. You could talk about the communicable and incommunicable attributes. All of them are fine and well and good. You start talking about the cross, that's where it all makes sense. God is loving, I see it. God is holy, I see it. God is just, I see it. God is all-knowing, knows my past, present, and future sins and could atone for them in the past on Jesus. That makes sense. I see all of the attributes of God, all of the revelation of God, all comes together at the cross of Jesus. Dear friend, Jesus is our substitute, our victor, our redeemer, our new covenant sacrifice, our justifier, our propitiator, our expiation, our ransom, our example, our reconciler, and the revelation of God. And the revelation of God. And I'll close with this, perhaps, in 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. You guys know this text. Now I would remind you, brothers, the gospel is continual. We must continually be reminded of it. We must continually remind our people of it. Because if we assume it, it is not long before they deny it. So we must assume nothing. You say, but I feel like I'm telling them all the time. Paul says, I'm reminding you, brothers. They're already Christians. Let me remind you, brothers. Continual explanation of the cross. Of the gospel I preached to you. So it's continual and it's proclamational. It must be preached. It can't be shared. It can't be recommended. It must be proclaimed. Must be preached. That the Spirit who inspires the text also anoints the communicator and illuminates the hearer so that Jesus is magnified. Which you receive. So it must be personal. This is faith. Someone has to personally receive this truth. In which you stand and by which you are being saved. That regeneration, that filling of the gospel gap. If you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. It's essential. This is something you must continually believe. For I deliver to you as of first importance. So it is in every way central. It's of first importance. You can't teach marriage apart from the cross. You can't teach parenting apart from the cross. You can't teach friendship apart from the cross. You can't teach work apart from the cross. You can't teach anything apart from the cross of Jesus. Because it is of first importance. That means it precedes anything else you're teaching on. And it makes sense of everything else you will teach on. He goes on to say, for what I received, that the gospel is eternal. It gets passed from one generation to the next without any modification. Paul says to the Galatians, if anyone changes it, they're sent from Satan, they're a demon, and they're going to hell. So don't follow them. that Christ, it's Christological. It's all about Jesus. Say the name of Jesus all the time. It's the name that's above every other name. Keep telling them about Jesus. If you use the name Jesus, your hearers will use the name Jesus. If you answer all the questions with Jesus, they'll answer all their friends' questions with Jesus. The key to evangelism is to make sure that it's always only all about Jesus. And people will understand that's how you answer all the questions. Jesus. He goes on to say that it is penal. Christ died. A penalty must be paid for sin. For our sins, that it is substitutional. In accordance with the scriptures, it is biblical. That he was buried and on the third day, he rose in accordance with the scriptures. It is eschatological. It shows us our future and our eternal state. And it reminds us that this life is so exceedingly short. And that forever is a really long time. I'll pray for you. Father God, I thank you for the gospel of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are our substitute. You died in our place for our sins. You are a victor. You conquered our enemies of Satan and demons. You are a redeemer. You've liberated us from slavery to sin. You are a new covenant sacrifice that you shed your blood in our place for our sins. That you are our justifier, that our righteousness is gifted to us from you. That you are a propitiation, that there is now no condemnation for we who are in Christ. That you are expiation, that we are no longer seen as defiled and impure and dirty, but clothed in white. That you are a ransom, that you have paid the great debt that we owe. That you are our example, that we can win and lose. We can suffer and enjoy. We can live and die following your example by the power of the Holy Spirit. That you are a reconciler, that we can be loved by you and love you, and that we can have loving, ongoing relationships, including marriage, with those here on the earth. And that, Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that on the cross we see the perfect revelation of God. We know who our God is when we look at the cross. And Jesus, we love you. We thank you for that. And it is my prayer that you would ignite passion in my brothers and sisters through the Holy Spirit to only and always proclaim everything in light of the cross. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.